waste from fracking operations. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. As natural gas production continues to spread across the country, some people are trying to fend off drilling rigs and waste sites in their backyards. Gas companies say they already face tough state regulations, but that oversight doesn't always ease the worries some residents have. Reporter Julie Grant has been looking into the situation across the border in Ohio, and she joins me now. First of all, when we're talking about waste from horizontal hydraulic fracturing, what are we talking about?
When energy companies use this newer technique to frack a well, they use millions of gallons of water along with sand and chemicals, and it's all under high pressure. They break up the underground rock and release the oil and gas. But one result of that process is a lot of wastewater. Now, much of that waste is put into trucks and brought to what are called injection wells. Before it's sent back underground, the water is filtered. They get out the debris and any radioactive material. That solid waste is sent to landfills and other places, and the remaining water is pumped into the injection well.
You found that Ohio is quickly becoming a go-to destination for the nation's fracking waste. What's going on there?
Wastewater from fracked wells that produce oil and gas in West Virginia and especially Pennsylvania is coming to Ohio. Pennsylvania is one of the top natural gas producers in the nation, but it's more difficult to permit a disposal well in Pennsylvania than in Ohio. There are only a few in the whole state there.
Why is that?
Energy companies point to the geology. They say the layers of underground rock that are better for wastewater storage are easier to access in Ohio than in Pennsylvania's hilly Appalachian Basin. And there's also Ohio's industry-friendly regulations. Oil and gas companies need permits to dispose of frack waste underground. In other states around the region, including Michigan and Pennsylvania, the Environmental Protection Agency has authority over those permits, and the process can take a year or more. Ohio, on the other hand, has what's called primacy over injection wells. So the state, not the feds, issue the permits, and the process can happen in as little as a couple of months.
What do the people who live near these waste sites say?
As the industry grows, more and more are expressing concern. I spoke with Gwen Fisher. She's a retired professor who lives in Portage County, Ohio, and she's become somewhat of an activist on this issue. She says her husband sits on the local township board, and they're in charge of most zoning decisions.
He can spend hours discussing with his fellow board members whether or not somebody can build a fence or keep chickens or put up a sign. And then the next day, their neighbor could have leased land and they could have a 3 to 8 acre well pad pretty close to their house or a pipeline and have no choice about it.
Fisher says the industrial trucks go rumbling through and they're changing the landscape of her rural community.
In Michigan, we also take fracking waste from other states. Here, the Department of Environmental Quality regulates what can go into landfills and disposal wells. But cities and villages do have zoning authority over oil and gas disposal wells in Michigan. What are you seeing in Ohio? Are local governments trying to have more of a say in where these waste sites go?
Yeah, a number of Ohio communities are trying to get some control over the oil and gas operations, and not just the waste wells. The most watched case here is a city that is suing the state. They say the Ohio Constitution gives them what's called home rule authority over all zoning, including oil and gas wells. A decision is expected from the Ohio Supreme Court anytime now.
All right. Thank you, Julie.
Thanks, Reb.
Julie Grant reports on environmental issues in Ohio and Pennsylvania. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.